spring has sprung and we're back with lots of brand new numismatic news.
That's right. So not only did we receive the exciting confirmation of the UK's official coronation coins, but we also saw a brand new 50p and a £5 coin issued.
Yeah, that's right. So with just 2 months to go until the big day, the coronation of King Charles III, there is really no sign of any exciting new coin news slowing down. So let's just get straight into it.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Alex. And this is your Change Checker newsletter for March.
So we have some incredibly exciting news from this month, and the Treasury has confirmed that the official UK King Charles III coronation coins will be released ahead of the biggest royal occasion that we've seen for decades.
Oh, we're so excited now. Yeah. Some of you have already watched the video where Rachel and I came to you fresh on the day that we got the news, and you could tell just how excited we were. But this is huge news because this is going to be the UK's first ever coronation 50p.
Yep.
That is an incredible moment for us all, because think back to last year, we had our very first UK royal 50p, which was for the Platinum Jubilee. So within a year to get our first coronation 50p as well, it's an incredible moment in coin history.
Absolutely. So exciting to see that new 50p. And now we do know from the Royal Proclamation, this coin will feature the royal cipher set against a depiction of the section of Westminster Abbey.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to look so nice on a 50p coin. I cannot wait to see it. Really lovely design. And then, of course, we do have the £5 as well that will be issued as part of the
change. Yeah, we do. So this is going to look really different to the 50p, which I think is going to make a really nice pairing.
Yep.
So this is going to show a depiction of St. Edward's crown accompanied by the sovereign's sceptre with dove and a cross with the inscription of the coronation of King Charles III, 6th of May 2023. We're also going to see the words God Save Our Gracious King, which I think is a nice touch because obviously that's our brand new national anthem. So it's adapted from the one that we've got very used to. So it's going to take some getting used to when we're singing that.
Queen. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a very traditional design, the £5, isn't it? And I think next to that 50p, it's going to look great. Like you say, a really lovely pair. And you know, it has been 70 years since we see the coronation. This is an incredible moment. The majority of us wouldn't have seen an event like this in our lifetime. So it really is something to be celebrated. And I cannot wait to see those coins.
I can't wait. Do you think you'll go up to London and try and
absolutely.
Yeah, I think I will. Just to try and be there, because the atmosphere is going to be amazing.
It will be incredible.
I can't really imagine what it's going to feel like. But if you guys want to find out more about these coins and count down with us as they get released, make sure that you're using the link in the description box below to sign up for all of the latest news. Now, talking about first, we had the very first King Charles stamps revealed to us this month, which is really exciting because actually the design that we see on them is the same one from the coins that we're seeing on the effigy design by Martin Jennings. So it's always been a bit of a tradition dating back to actually the penny back in 1840 that the same coined portrait of the monarch would be used on our stamps. So it's really nice to kind of have them side by side and a bit of pairing. But this is massive. This is massive news. We've seen a bit of a shake-up with our stamps recently with the introduction of the barcode, but having a whole new monarch on there too, they look really different to the stamps that we're kind of all used to.
Yeah, absolutely. But you would notice that King Charles' portrait is still facing to the left, the same as the Queen. Now, it's not like coins where they swap each time there's a new monarch. So there's some familiarity there. And like you say, it is the same portrait that we see on the coins. It's the uncrowned portrait that was officially approved by the King himself. Now, he wanted to keep it nice and simple, but also King Charles is known for his efforts in sustainability. Now, what he said is that all of the Queen Elizabeth II stamps, they won't be thrown out. It won't be a complete changeover all at one go. Those stocks will be used up. And so it does mean that when you get the chance to go into the post office and buy those stamps, you don't know if you're going to get the Queen Elizabeth II or the King Charles III one. It's going to be like a bit of a stamp hunt, isn't it?
That's going to be really exciting. I mean, you know, when you go into a stamp to buy stamps, say whether it's the post office or the supermarket or wherever it is, obviously you don't see the book until it gets given to you anyway. So there's even a bit of mystery there because, yeah, like you said, you don't know once you've opened it what's going to be inside. Yeah. So these will be available from the 4th of April from post offices and in your shop kiosk. So do let us know if you find a brand new King Charles III stamp. We're certainly looking forward to seeing them in the wild.
Absolutely. So this month, we also saw a new set from the Royal Canadian Mint, and this features their 2023 coins. And unlike in previous years, where these coins were entering circulation, this year's set is actually a limited edition presentation just for collectors. Now, that's because it features the portrait of Queen Elizabeth II on the obverse. So a really exciting opportunity to own these Queen Elizabeth coins from Canada.
Now, do you know what? These coins look amazing. The presentation of these is just it's beautiful. I can imagine that in a collection because it's got this amazing purple presentation as a tribute to the end of kind of kind of an era for Canadian coins, in the same way that we're kind of mourning the loss of Queen Elizabeth II on our coins. Canada, of course, are doing it as well because she was their head of state too. But this presentation looks remarkable. But actually, it's the details on the coins that make this set particularly interesting because they're all double dated. Now, that commemorates her reign. And it's also got a really nice design tribute because we've got four pearls symbolising the four effigies that have graced Canadian coins during that time. So I think if you're a collector and you've been collecting QE2 coins from the start, this is a must-have set.
Oh, absolutely. Like you say, it's marking that end of an era. Mm-hmm. It's something extra special. And of course, these won't be entering circulation. So if you're in Canada, you won't be able to find these coins in your change. They are also limited to just 50,000 worldwide. When you consider the population of Canada, which is huge, you know there just are not enough of these to go around. So they will be incredibly popular.
They really will. Even the population of the UK that are interested in Canadian coins, we've seen a huge demand for Canadian coins over the last couple of years, particularly even in the last 12 months. We saw the 2022 QE2 Memorial $2 coin, which is that really interesting one with the black nickel outer ring.
That's really cool,
Now, thousands of people queued up to get that. And I think there were many people that were actually disappointed because they couldn't get their hands on it.
Yeah.
But we also saw, following the death of Her Majesty in 2022, we saw the Royal Canadian Mint really struggling actually to meet supply and demand as people were rushing to fill the gaps in their collections. So this set, I think, is going to be one for the history books. It's going to be super popular with collectors worldwide.
Yeah. And if you do want to find out more about it, we have put together a blog, which you can find in the description box below.
This month saw the last 50p to be issued in the Royal Mint's coin series, celebrating 25 years since the publication of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. Now, this amazing design obviously features Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Now, this dates back to the very first book, but this design has been taken directly from Jim Kay's 2015 fully illustrated edition of the book, like we've seen for the other coins in the series. So it's a really nice continuation of this really popular collection.
Absolutely. And like you say, that design is absolutely stunning, featuring Hogwarts Castle, but you can pick out all the details. If you look really closely, I can even spot a little dragon on one of the spires on the castle. Yeah, but you do have to look closely to find
it. Wow, need to change the phone scope.
You absolutely do, but there's so many details. And it's such a unique series for a number of reasons. But firstly, these coins actually have a dual portrait. Yeah. And that's because the first two were issued in 2022. They had the portrait of Queen Elizabeth II on the obverse, whereas the second two were actually released in 2023 with King Charles III on the obverse of the design. So really special. We've never seen anything like that spanning across the 50p series, but it's definitely going to be something that collectors are going to be looking out for in years to come.
Absolutely. And those of you that have pre-ordered the final coins, you already know that this is safe in your collection. You might have already received it by now, actually. But that's the exciting part of knowing that that is going to be in your collection. If you've already got the first two, you're going to want the third and the fourth because it makes an amazing collection. You've literally got timestamps from one of the biggest moments in our country's history, in the world's history, really. So this collection is more than just interesting for Harry Potter fans. It really is one for all you coin collectors out there. So do use the link in the description box below to get your hands on the new coin. You can also find out more by heading over to our blog.
This year, Change Checker turns 10, and we are celebrating our 10th birthday with you guys by counting down to our 40,000 subscriber number on YouTube.
Now, we are giving away a huge prize bundle to celebrate. That is going to include the 2023 commemorative coin set, the last commemorative 50p, £2, and £5 coin of Queen Elizabeth II's reign, plus 9 limited edition Change Checker 10 year anniversary trading cards, which you guys have already been loving. So that would be the prize that I won.
Absolutely. But a great prize bundle overall. So there are some incredible prizes there, some great coins to look out for, and some really cool collector cards as well. So a lovely bundle if you do win. So when we reach 40,000 subscribers, which is just around the corner now, we will be announcing the lucky winner. And if you guys want to enter, make sure that you're commenting on this video and subscribing to our channel.
So best of luck, everyone. And thank you so much again for joining us along the journey. We can't wait to see what the next 10,000 subscribers have in store. What a month it has been, and I can't wait to hear more about the coronation coins, especially whether they will be entering circulation or not.
Yeah, we will all be keeping our fingers crossed on that one, I'm sure. So to avoid missing out on any of our latest updates, why not subscribe to our YouTube channel and go ahead and turn on your notifications as well. That way you'll get an alert every time we upload.
And don't forget, guys, you can also listen to us on the go with the Change Checker podcast, which is available on all major streaming platforms.
So thank you to everyone for watching and listening, and we will see you all next time when we'll be reporting on the month of April.
See you next time.